back here on Giants.com, and it's time for another Giants Insider. Today, it's Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz. Victor, I know you're in the midst of a very big rehab here. How important is patience going to be for you to try to not push this too quick? You're already smiling. I know how much you want to get back. How important is patience in this process to make sure you stay where the training staff wants you to stay and ready when they want you to be ready?
It's going to be extremely important. Obviously, I'm a guy who's a huge competitor, want to be out there, want to fight and, you know, run around and catch footballs. But I have to understand that I have to be patient and make sure I let this this injury heal and heal fully so nothing, you know, nothing reoccurs from it, nothing happens again, or I don't injure any other body parts because I'm overcompensating. So I just want to take it one day at a time and see where it goes.
And your goal right now is for training camp?
My goal is right now for training camp. Obviously, OTAs are, you know, near and approaching, but I just want to take my time, continue my rehab, but training camp is definitely the goal.
All right, as you went through this season, Victor, your role in this offense, were you pretty happy of how it went in this new system for you in the games you did play in?
Absolutely. I think we did some good things. I had 200-yard games, some touchdowns. So I just want to continue that trend of being that person on the interior that's getting the ball and make sure everybody else is in the right positions as well. But I love my role on this team as a captain, as a receiver, as a person that guys look up to on this team. I enjoyed my role.
Now, overall, as the offense grew over the course of the entire season, were you impressed at how you saw it almost expand a little bit each week to get a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger?
I did. I saw our guys get more and more comfortable as the weeks went on. Eli looked more and more comfortable behind the helm, and it just looked good. It looked fluid as the weeks went on. Obviously, from a record standpoint, we couldn't do much, but it looked good as far as our offense was concerned, getting the ball downfield, and obviously Odell making some crazy, crazy plays, so it was good.
You know, one thing I've heard a lot of people say is that one of the reasons they're confident Odell is going to stay humble and be good is because they have you in the room with them to be that leader and to guide him along in this process. Because you went through this. You blew up very quickly, became very popular, and you handled it extremely well. How much do you value that role to be a mentor to him to try to make him a long-term, top-quality NFL player?
I value it a lot. I mean, he's a good kid. We talk almost every other day, whether it be text message or FaceTime at times, but we talk all the time, and he's a good kid, and he understands his role. He understands what type of athlete he is. He understands what type of talent he has, and I just told him to just hone that in. You know, let that go when you're on the field. Off the field, you're a good dude that likes to help people and likes to be, you know, kid around and have fun, but he knows when it's time to have business and when it's time to perform and when it's not, and that's a good thing to kind of mentor and to cultivate for a guy like myself, and he's teaching me things every day. He's teaching me things that I didn't even know I could learn at this stage in my career. So it's very much give and take.
What do you think sets Odell aside? There's one quality, whether it's mentally, physically, that's allowed him to have so much success so quickly, even though he missed all that practice time in the spring and missed the first month of the regular season.
I think physically, he's got some physical attributes that can't be taught. A lot of things that can't be, like the hands, like the footwork. A lot of things that can't be taught, and he understands that, and he knows exactly what type of player he is, and it's good to have him on our team, and it's good for him to be a wide receiver alongside myself and the great core that we have to keep each other going and keep each other motivated.
And I should mention Reuben Randall. He came on at the end of the year, and he really seemed to take advantage of a lot of the single coverage he was getting because defenses were focused on Odell a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, that's going to happen. When you got guys, the weapons all over the field, they can't key in on one guy. And when they do, that leaves opportunities for everyone else to get open and to do some good things. So as receivers, we all look forward to that next year for sure.
Victor, appreciate the time, my friend.
No problem. Thank you.
Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz here on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.